thousands of miles away from home, I am having an adventure. This is something I've always wanted to have.
Wendy Goldberg is a professor of writing and rhetoric at Stanford University. And in the fall of 2011, she was on a cruise. But this wasn't just any cruise. It was a study abroad program called Semester at Sea.
And we set out from Boston and picked up students in Montreal, went across to Morocco, and we went around the world, essentially. And as we were returning from our trip, our last stop after we went through the Panama Canal was Roatan, Honduras.
Roatan is a tropical island north of Honduras. It's a popular spot for tourists. A lot of them like to go ziplining, you know, when you strap yourself to a pulley that's attached to a cable and go flying over the jungle.
And I'd really said to myself I wanted to go ziplining, and I'd missed the opportunity in Costa Rica. And so here was my chance.
Once in the jungle of Roatan, Wendy climbed up the ladder to the platform where the zipline began.
Way up high, with vast territory below me and the wind rushing by, and I felt kind of sovereign up there, you know, surveying everything below. And what I saw was, you know, just the forest canopy way up in the trees. There weren't many people below, lots of different colors of green, and I could see, you know, far as the eye could see.
Wendy started recording with her iPhone.
Am I ready?
Yeah.
She got strapped to the zipline seat, walked to the edge of the platform, and right as she leapt off, something happened.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the
she broke into song.
Well, you know, I'm not even sure I decided to break into the song. The song broke out of me. It just suddenly bubbled up in me.
It's rare life brings us moments so exciting that all we can do is start singing. Why does this happen? Are there emotions that just have to be sung? And what happens when we give in to that urge? Life's not a musical, except sometimes it is.